Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome into Grant and Danny, January 22nd, 2025. We are halfway through a week that's going to feel longer, Danny, than probably almost any this calendar year because we're waiting on the NFC Championship game.
Well, what's special about it? The NFC Championship game happens every year. Oh, Washington's playing in it. Before we start, the regular program. We got a good one for you. Joe Jackson Gibbs joins us at 2:30.
Yeah, let's let people know that 27 minutes from right now, we're going to be little kids again, you and I. We're going to get to talk to Redskins legend, one of the great coaches of all time, the only man up until this moment that's ever really brought this town football joy, Joe Gibbs, on the show at 2:30. Right after our dentist appointment.
Immediately following dentist.
He will be here at 2:30 on Grant and Danny.
So if you're on the YouTube stream, you can see it, 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page. You're going to notice something. Grant and I are wearing the same sweatshirt. Not at the same time. We're not like both in the same one sweatshirt, but we each have a sweatshirt that's identical, and we're both wearing it. So nobody talked to each other before we got dressed today. No one talked to each other before the show. It frankly looks ridiculous, and men in our position cannot afford to look ridiculous. Yet here we are. Wearing the same sweatshirt. So have your fun. Make your jokey jokes, right? Have your little laughs. We get it. We look foolish. That's fine. It's a comfortable sweatshirt.
Show uniform. It's an IT cadre sweatshirt. This actually makes it better because we got something given to us by one of our show sponsors.
Yes.
And we immediately both wore it within 2 days. Like 95% of what we wear is just stuff that people gave us for free. I'll speak for myself, especially. But I see you doing it a whole lot,
too.
Come on,
I'm not immune.
So IT Cadre is not dumb. I already knew that about them. But they said, oh, these guys are on camera all the time. Let's just give them a hoodie and see how long until they lazily throw that one on. But I will also say it's incredibly comfortable.
It's a comfortable sweatshirt.
It's black. I like black. Dark, sleek. Mm-hmm. Makes me look a little skinnier. And it is really, really comfortable.
So it's got that, like, I don't know how to say it. It's like that super soft, fuzzy inside.
Yes.
Like with the extra, not like the itchy kind, but like super comfortable. Outside,
I actually think super soft, fuzzy is the perfect way to describe it.
Outside, it feels like, dude, this is a rugged sweatshirt. Like this is one of those where it's like, am I going to do some real work? I mean, I'm not, but like if I was.
It looks like you're wearing Timberlands and you're going to come home with like a 7-Eleven bag with stuff you got off of those little turning wheels to eat for your dinner.
Yeah, there's some soot. You know, like nondescript dirt and soot as I've wiped my brow,
it
like a real
like
day's work.
Every day you've got a shower before your wife will talk to you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Where it's like I could look at I look at like a wrench and a blowtorch and a pipe and have something to do with it. You know what I mean? Like I could maneuver that.
I think there's two types of people in this world, if I could say this.
Mm-hmm.
People who care about wearing the exact same thing as a buddy and people who do not. I go into the second category. So I sat down, I looked at Danny, I said, oh, we're wearing the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Danny started laughing hysterically. and then immediately brought it up because it's obviously on your mind and you feel weird about it.
Yeah.
You like want to get ahead of it. So you want to say it before someone in the chat
says
it.
Yeah, I got to head it off at the pass. It's like going to dinner and a couple people order the same thing. You can't do that. It's so amateur hour.
That's another thing that doesn't matter at all.
Uh-huh. You and you know, what's even weirder is I don't share. It's so like, why would I care what you order? But if it's like I order first and you're like, then I want that too. And I'm like, you can't.
I've been at a restaurant with Danny before where he's the last one to order. And we get around to him. He's like, they already ordered two of the things I was going to order. So now I'll just get this. And I'm like, you shouldn't do that. You should get the thing that you would most enjoy eating because it's delicious. And you should eat the same thing as someone else at the table. Because it doesn't matter at all if two people have the same item. But I am team happy to be wearing the same outfit as you. Are you wearing jeans, by the way?
No. Sweatpants.
Sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants to work, guy.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, it's cold out. That's
what jeans are for.
Athletics might break out any second. I need to be ready for it. Like, imagine I'm not ready and athletics break out. We're just wear jeans to do the presidential fitness challenge.
We work in radio, so we might as well take advantage of
it. When you're wearing those jeans, you ever have to do sit-ups at school when you're wearing jeans and like the little buttons on there, like just dig into your lower back and buttocks? No, thank you. Sweatpants, man.
Somebody on the YouTube chat wants to know if we also go to the bathroom together. We don't, because that would mean I'd be going to the bathroom all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Danny goes to the bathroom, I'd say, during every commercial break.
Every other, on average.
Is it that about right? So many bathroom breaks.
I'll
give you credit, man. You do a good job of getting your steps.
Well, I hydrate. I get my steps. There's a lot of things that go into this mechanism, pointing at my stupid fat face. It's a lot of water. I drink tea. I drink coffee. Because this is basically the time, and it's not ideal for doing the old afternoon drive Redidio program. This is basically the time of day when I'm exhausted. I want to take a nap. Some days, Danny? No. Every day, rhetorical person that asked me the question to set this information up. I want to nap between 2 and 4 every single day. That's not ideal because I got to be here and I got to banter. Well, you and me have to be on our game, right? We're spotting dimes, eating onions. We got to do the whole thing. So I got to figure that out. So it takes a lot to keep this whole thing going. So yeah, I go to the bathroom a lot.
I want to thank Dan Quinn. I thought it was really touching and nice. He mentioned Pete Medhurst today.
I thought it was great
in his press conference.
That was cool.
And said he doesn't know him, but it sounds like based on what he's heard, he's a football guy. I love that. So much. And not about me or you, Danny, but it certainly meant something to us, knowing Pete, because we know how much Pete would have enjoyed as Dan Quinn sitting in front of an NFC Championship game banner.
Yeah, the backdrop is surreal.
Seeing the head coach of the team that he loves, a team that he's jacked up to watch play this weekend, sit there and say his name and shout him out and shout out his family. So I hope the Medhursts have heard and seen that and take great pride in that.
Yeah, I thought that was a touching note, right? Because you know the business of sports, of the world, everything kind of keeps going, and there are a lot of people in that room, in the media room, that were assembled to listen to Dan Quinn for his press conference before the NFC Championship game, right? That you're aware that these folks knew Pete, and it's a loss to them, and to shout that out, I thought was really gracious and moving. I thought that was really nice.
So I want to go back to if the Commanders get to and win the Super Bowl, whether or not you will do a left-hand-up performance.
Mm.
So far, you have said no. But we have not talked about winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if they were to win the Super Bowl, any chance you would go left-hand-up?
No.
Okay. What about if I get Major Tutty in here?
Uh-huh.
Will you at least do some kind of dance with Tutty for our video stream?
Dance. Now, there are so many kinds of dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like, I don't know what all the kinds are, but it's like, hey, I've had a few adult sodas and here's a song that I like, or, you know, maybe I'm doing a waltz or a swing dance, something like that. One kind of dancing you don't know about is sit in silence and wait for it to be over.
Right.
So if that counts as dancing, I'll do that.
What are you willing to offer the football gods as penance for a Super Bowl title?
How about eternal devotion despite misery and mismanagement for 33 years? Can I do that?
Moving forward, what are you willing to offer them? See, right now they want to know.
They want
what
something.
Are you willing? Please, football gods, I'm here. I'd like to give you something.
Well, give me an idea. What are you sacrificing? What are you giving up?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Give me some ideas.
I don't have any. I don't have any good ones.
Okay. I'll say yes to most of them.
Okay.
So go ahead and start pitching them out there. But I think it's a reasonable ask. What am I going to do? I could go. How about I go 1 week without eating any meat? That would be awful.
That's Really?
That'd be the worst thing that ever happened to me.
That's a crappy week.
Yeah, that would be pretty terrible.
Just go full vegan.
I'm not allowed to take a shower for like 2 weeks. I can only take baths. That would be weird. That would be pretty awful.
How would you take a bath? Like, what would you do?
How would I?
Yeah, like, would you do a bubble bath? Would you just, like, lay in the hot water?
My wife sometimes gets really mad on the occasion that she comes up and I'm in the bathtub. And, like, I haven't... She's like, why didn't you light a candle? Why don't you have bubble bath?
Exactly, that's what I'm asking.
Why don't you do this? And I'm like, I'm not really doing a, like,
I don't know what
me
what
and
doing.
Myself night romantically here, you know?
You put some of that, like, that lavender salt that costs $91 right. an ounce that my wife uses?
Oh, she loves that.
Whatever that is.
Loves that.
It's rejuvenating. Is it, though? It's expensive.
My mother-in-law is here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's helping operation. Everyone's been sick for days. And everyone in my house is just on their deathbed. And the house is a big mess. So she's been, like, godsend, cleaning everything, scrubbing everything, making sure no one's going to die in the next 3 days or whatever. And so that's awesome. She is the queen of, like, random medicines that she thinks are going to help me. That definitely aren't going to. Do you know, like, what I'm talking about?
Take this echinacea.
Oh, it's so much of that.
Do you have any ginger?
It's like, here's your 16 vitamins that I want you to try. And I'm like, what are these exactly?
What are they?
She's like, this is going to make your gut health good. And I'm like, I bet it won't. But anyway, last night, she gave this, like, deodorant stick to my wife of something that she, like, rubbed all over my back. And it was supposed to somehow help me sleep good and wake up feeling better.
Did it?
I'm so angry to report that I slept great and I woke up feeling better.
Oh, no.
But it had nothing to do with that. I mean, there's no way.
It's like
a magnesium stick or something stupid. It's
yeah.
Like,
dude, that's the thing. People take magnesium before they go to bed.
Well, not this people. But
people do that.
I think it's because I went to bed so early last night. I didn't eat dinner.
Okay.
I just went right to bed.
Okay.
It was one of the few nights there's not a sport on other than the Caps at 9 p.m. Had to wake up and check that out in the morning, which, by the way, let's go, boys.
Yeah, about it.
Another Logan Thompson gem. Another Tommy Wilson goal is 20th. But I figured this I can't be sick this weekend. We got to get better for the NFC Championship game.
Just quick note, if I may, before you get back to this.
Yeah.
The only way to score on Logan Thompson is to have there be nachos on the ice. Like, that's the only way you're getting a puck by that guy right now. There were nachos on the ice next to the shooter.
By the way, I think that ends the debate about the movie theater, Darius. Last night, somebody was willing in Edmonton to throw a brand new tray of nachos.
It was
and
new nachos
on the ice in the middle of the game. You know what they didn't throw, Dad? They didn't throw a delicious bag of warm buttered popcorn.
Now, the only retort I could offer is I don't know if the popcorn would carry.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, if they're front row, you could lob it over.
Yeah, I think they were front row for the nachos. You think the nachos are just a spiraling helicopter top going 100 yards?
It's not a top flight with that, you know, after Tiger Woods gives it the business, but it's got a little weight to it. You could fling that thing a few yards. That bag of popcorn's just going to go flying. It's not going anywhere.
I think the reason they threw the nachos on the ice was because they were willing to move forward in their night without eating nachos. And it's because of how pedestrian and overpriced they probably were. Popcorn better than nachos. You'll never see popcorn thrown on the ice in the middle of a game. You won't see it. And the reason is because it's too precious a commodity. You got to eat the popcorn. You don't need to eat the nachos. Whether you eat them or you don't, your night doesn't change. That popcorn's the reason you're there. It just so happens a hockey game's being played as well. See what I'm saying? I feel like that was kind of the de facto answer to our long debate as to what should be consumed in a movie theater. By the way, did you see immediately after the goal? So, like, Logan Thompson is distracted, I guess, in theory, by these nachos coming over the glass. He's trying to make it seem like, if not for that, the goal wouldn't happen.
He's like, look, dude, they're nachos.
And he's just pointing, and everyone's like, what are you pointing at? And he's like, there's nachos on the ice, man. They threw those over the glass. What a weird thing to do. Fans are so weird sometimes. You know, like, who did that and why? And were they drunk? Probably.
I've been to Edmonton. Not much going on. Maybe that's source of amusement. Maybe that's as good as you can do.
Great hockey team.
They're very good.
You have great seats at a hockey game.
Yeah.
Eat your nachos, stupid. Or don't order your nachos.
Yeah, don't order them. If that's what you're going to do with them, don't order them.
Is there any chance they fell over the glass somehow?
Not like that.
No.
Not that far. I mean, that was close to the face-off dot. That's like that's not far. A tip-over.
They had to bring out the dudes that have the shovels, you know? Like, normally for the what they call in hockey, which I love, somebody's leaking, which just means there's a bunch of blood coming from their face.
There's blood coming from their body.
So they normally send those guys out with the shovels, like, dig in and get the blood off the ice. They went out there, and they're digging up nachos out of the ice. What a weird situation.
Yeah, what'd you do at work today?
We are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days away from finding out if the Commanders go to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, people. The amount of phone calls I've gotten from people who have said, so if the Commanders go to the Super Bowl and then they go on with whatever their thought is, and every single time I have to stop them and just say, think about what you just said.
Think about what you just said. Like, here's why I think they can win it. Win what? The Super Bowl or the NFC title game. I mean, now the thing I said for so many years is no Washington team in any sport that's been broken, obviously Caps, Nats, etc., had gotten to the Final Four. And the reason that was so significant to me is once you're in that group, it's now reasonable to talk about you're one of the best, you're one of the elite, you can fluke your way to a wild card win, maybe even one other, right? But for the most part, this is now, you got as good a shot as anybody. You're one bounce that goes your way, one doink that bounces in or bounces out, as the case may be, from advancing to the next round. Like, you are now part of the group that has a legitimate shot at winning a title. And they hadn't had that. DC Sports hadn't had that in decades. Now it's more commonplace. But this is now there's no irrational. There's no, dude, that's ridiculous. There's no, oh, you're such a homer, you're dreaming. Look at the sample. Look at what is happening, what has happened already, and look at the energy. This is a very real, tangible thing. They could go to Philadelphia and win that game. If you don't think so, I think you're crazy.
Yeah, there is no debating that. They absolutely can beat the Eagles. They've literally done it once recently, and they've played them twice, and they've led them going into the fourth quarter in the game that they lost. Yeah, they can beat Philadelphia. They just beat a team better than Philly in a more hostile environment by 14. Now, that's not how the NFL works. That doesn't mean that you're going to beat the Eagles. They could absolutely lose this game. But to be in an NFC championship game where it actually makes a lot of sense that they could win, to be 4.5-point underdogs in the Super Bowl on the look-ahead line to either the Bills or the Chiefs, which I don't know if anybody's seen that, but that's what it is.
That's what it is.
That you would be less than a 5-point underdog within the margin of a one-possession game in the Super Bowl. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Darius actually made the point today. He and Ryan and I were sitting here. You were doing your hit with Tifo. But we're sitting here, and Darius is like, there's an NFC championship game banner behind Dan Quinn. And he just starts laughing. He, like, spins his computer around. And something inappropriate was on his computer, by the way.
He's like,
oh, you're not supposed to see that.
I'm like, Darius, show me the banner, not
I'm
that filth.
Kidding. Come on. We're all having fun.
It was the filth.
Dad,
I love you, Dad.
We're your kids. We're not supposed to see this kind of stuff. But the banner said NFC Championship game. We're all like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah, the Bruce banner's right there.
Has it hit you? I feel like we're doing enough of the saying over and over again how ridiculous it is to make it try to drive it home. But it still, to me, doesn't really feel real. I don't know if it's hit me yet that the thing I've been wanting and waiting for 30 years is happening. It's like the Joker line. You know, like a dog chasing a car. I don't even know if I would do if I caught one. Like, all I've ever wanted in my whole life was for this team to go on a Super Bowl run. And now it's happening, and I just keep looking around going like, well, what do I do?
What do I do?
Like, how do I do this right? How do I celebrate it?
So, not a good analogy, but I went water skiing once. And the only thing they tell you about is...
That squirrel can water ski.
That squirrel can water ski. The only thing they tell you is how to get up. They're like, this is what you do to get up, because it's the hardest part to get up. And then once I was up, I didn't know what to do, because nobody talked about that part. Because the hard part was to get up. This is the hard part. Now I don't know what to do. That's what it feels like. It's like, you wouldn't be doing these kinds of segments in Kansas City. 7 straight years they've done this.
Yep.
7 straight years.
Hey, can you imagine if today... How bad that would be if they just sat there, the radio would be awful. They're like, can you believe we're in the AFC Championship game? Just laughing every time they
hear
it. And
they're like, yes, I can. We've done it 7 straight years,
Bob.
This
is literally what we're supposed to do. Darius, that squirrel can water ski. What's that from? Yep. Used to be that we just asked Ryan these questions. Now he's corporate.
Oh, so because he's corporate now, you just move on.
Oh, you're getting some shrapnel.
You're going to catch more, yeah.
Pretty famous. That squirrel can water ski.
No, not water.
Sorry, water.
That
water
squirrel
ski.
Can water ski.
There's no wood.
Yeah.
There's no James in it.
I sound like a 92-year-old smoker.
That's not Anchorman, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Darris.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got
Darris.
It. Look at that.
How about it? Off the hot seat. Put Ryan in his place there. That squirrel can water ski.
Ryan could never.
Joe Gibbs is on the show today at 2:30. Man, oh man, Joe Gibbs. Are you kidding me? The gentleman that brought this town 3 Super Bowls was on the field on the sideline in Detroit. We got to ask him about Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn in this operation, and we will do that as soon as we return. Please do us a favor, though. Spread the word. Send a text to your buddies. Let them know. Turn on 106.7 The Fan to hear from the iconic head coach of this operation in the 80s and 90s. Joe Gibbs is with us on Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan. We'll be joined in just a couple of moments by Joe Gibbs, who won the Redskins their 3 previous Super Bowls. They have not been back to a Super Bowl since he last won this organization in City 1 in the earliest years of the 90s. And they are hoping to get back this weekend with an NFC Championship game in Philly. And I got to say, Danny, it kind of feels good to have an NFC title game in the division and to now be part of a budding rivalry again with Philadelphia, right? Because when you look at it, so many years, it was Redskins, Cowboys, and we talked about that rivalry going away. I think for a lot of people like myself, there's this assessment that you can't really have a true rivalry and true hatred of a team within the division because of player movement and free agency and everything going on. Well, that might not actually be the case. It might actually just be that the team was so bad for so long that you're not playing important games.
I think that's the most central part of it, right? The rivalries come from when one team gets the better of the other sometimes. When you lose for 20 years, 30 years, whatever, 80% of the time or 65, 70% of the time, it's not a rivalry anymore. Nobody takes you seriously. So rivalries require two invested parties of disdain or hatred between each other. And that used to happen with everybody in the division, quite frankly, because Washington was so good, and these other teams were too. Philadelphia never broke through like they have in recent years, but they were always really competitive, those Buddy Ryan teams. And you can kind of go back, and it was, you know, that really tight defense, and Randall Cunningham used to give us fits. These games used to matter an awful lot. So I take it differently. Like, I'd rather play an anonymous, nebulous NFC team than a rival that I hate so much. Because I've still got my hatred for Philadelphia, all things Philadelphia, their fans, the uniform, the stupid song, everything about it. Losing to them is extra painful. Like, if we lost to the Rams, that sucks. I don't want to lose. I'm not happy about it. But it's extra when I know I've got to see Philly people because they're not far away.
Yeah, I guess don't mistake what I'm saying. I'd rather play the worst team in the league this weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, I'd rather play the Giants this weekend than anybody. Mm-hmm. But I just like the back and forth I'm seeing now between Eagles fans and Commanders.
Just because of what it means, big picture?
Exactly.
Yeah, I see.
It's such a healthy, good thing to be hated a little bit, you know, to actually be relevant enough that a fan base doesn't like you again. It's been a long time since this team mattered enough to be in a position where another fan base cared a whole lot about you. So to be living kind of rent-free in the heads this week of Eagles fans, or for them to see Jaden Daniels playing the way that he is, and oh my gosh, their quarterback's better than our quarterback, now you start to have a little resentment. Mm-hmm. You've got a little irritability to you, and it's just been a long time since we've seen that. I think that's a great thing to have moving forward.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you start playing playoff games against a team, like, you don't think that next year, early on, if Washington knocks out Philly and Philly's the favorite in the NFC East again going into next year, that doesn't then add to the discussion and the discourse? Like, it certainly will.
Yeah, it all feeds in. It matters.
And it's natural, I think, to kind of build into that rivalry. Joe Gibbs was at the game, by the way, in Detroit, which I thought was awesome. They're obviously at Joe Gibbs Racing getting ready for now a little under a month away. They've got the Daytona 500. They've got another driver change, replacing another legend in Martin Truex, who's retired. Chase Briscoe taking that car. So they got a lot going on, and yet he and some of his family members went to Detroit because they weren't going to miss out on that game. I would hope that he will be in Philadelphia again. We'll ask him about that when he calls us in just a moment.
That's so cool. Just, again, as big a winner as there's ever been, right? Whatever you want to be in charge of, whatever you touch, you're going to win at better than anybody else. That's I never cease to be amazed by how remarkable that man is.
Well, he was also, I don't want to say heavily involved, but in the earliest days of the Dan Quinn era, like in the mix, right? They wanted him to meet with Dan Quinn and talk to him about the organization and the fan base and make sure that, you know, he was present in establishing at least what it should look like in those first few days for Dan Quinn in the building. And he did that with Rivera. He's always been very helpful and gracious in that way. But let's go right now to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome onto the show a D.C. sports legend and a dignitary and the man that brought this organization three Lombardi trophies. The great Joe Gibbs is with us on Grant and Danny. Mr. Gibbs, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Grant, Danny. Thank you all for having me on. I love every time I get a chance to speak there to the greatest fan base in all of sports. I love the fans and all my memories there. Appreciate you guys having me on. Hey, and we're all excited, man. I gotta tell you, Washington in the championship game this week is going to be awesome.
Can you believe this?
It's pretty great, Coach.
Can you believe this is happening?
I can't. Let me say this. I told Josh, I was on the sidelines there in Detroit, and I just told him before the game, I saw him and David there, just really think a lot of both of them. And I said, I just want to tell you what you guys have done. This is really special. And we all know that are in football or follow it how hard this is. And what they've actually done in a little over a year is put together a team and that winds up being in the championship game. And so all of us really respect it. I think it's great and fantastic for all the fans there. It's great for us to all be a part of it. And, you know, I just think it's a special time.
Coach, do you see parallels with this group maybe, you know, playing together? The sum of their parts may be better than the individuals and some of the teams that you put together that went on such magical runs as well?
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing that in one of the things about football, and you got a team, sometimes a team just gets a real feeling and they care about each other and everything. And it doesn't carry over from year to year. For instance, you know, 87, when we won the Super Bowl in San Diego, we came back the next year and had our toughest year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't carry over sometimes. But when certain teams get a certain feeling, as a coach, I know I could feel it. And you just have a confidence about the team. And I think this team has done that. And, you know, when you think about it, the fact that Dan Quinn came in there, I think everybody likes him. The players like him. They respect him. You got a GM, Adam, when he jumps in there, makes the selections he did, and you got ownership with Josh and David, Josh doing all the things that he's done. It's just really, that is so hard to do, and they've done it. And so they deserve the credit, man. I got to tell you, you got to give it to them. And who knows? I think when you get to the championship game, you can make a case for all four of these teams. So it could happen. Each one of these teams is going to have a chance. A turnover at the right time, a great play at the right time. That's what it takes. That's why we all love it as fans. I know I'm going to be fixed on everything that's taking place in these two games, because you know what's going to happen. Two of these teams are going to get to be a part of one of the greatest spectacles that man can do, the Super Bowl.
The best. You don't need me to tell you because you know the voice. That's Joe Gibbs on Grant and Danny. Dan Quinn calls it his brotherhood. This is a brotherhood is the word that he uses. But I said this yesterday on the show. I did experience this most recently once before around your teams in 05 and 07. I'm a younger guy, so I wasn't around for the Super Bowl years. But especially after Sean's tragic passing in 07 and then in 05 when you guys won five in a row, in that locker room there was, I call it like a chemistry or just a love between teammates. But that's been your whole life. You do it now in NASCAR with Gibbs Racing. You did it in multiple iterations here. How do you build that chemistry and that brotherhood in the locker room? And how do you know when you've done it? You know, how do you feel it?
Yeah, it's kind of special. And I think certain parts of it, you're not sure how it did happen. But it's got a lot to do with the people you select and the people on the team and the character that they have. Yeah, I said early on for me, I was not a good athlete. The only award I ever got in sports was most improved. So I said, I better get in team sports. And so I love football because it's team and it's putting a team together. And when I was the athlete, I said, I better be in team sports where other great athletes can make the plays and I can get some credit for it. but I love teamwork. I think that's what it is in football. That's what it is here in NASCAR. It's getting the right people together. And then, you know, I can tell you definitely in football, at certain times in certain years, at certain times, the team kind of gets that feeling and they have a confidence. And they make the plays at the right time. And it's just a feeling. It's like, and I think that's the reason why we love it. I know I love that part of coaching when you get that. I had, you know, a group of players that first go around and the second go around where we had a group of about 8 to 10 players that I leaned on. And when I had a problem with the team, I used to tell them, this is your team. Fix it. And honestly, they would fix it. I mean, that's what great teamwork. It's not all the coach is directing things. And I'm sure that that's the first thing that Coach Quinn would tell you, and certainly is what I felt.
Coach, watching this team from afar and then getting to be there with them this past weekend, when did you know that this group was special and different?
Well, you kind of see it in times where they won some of those close games. I think everybody was focused, too, because we know how important the quarterback position is. And with Jaden, honestly, he is – have you seen him with any emotion yet? This man is cool as a cucumber. I mean, nothing shakes him up. And when you look at the pictures of him on the sideline and everything, he's just ready for the next play. And I think he made the statement, I'm prepared so I don't have to worry about getting upset. But that has been obviously a big part of it. And but also it's all the other team guys. And you know on any team there's – when you put something together in this short period of time, they find a way to, you know, actually play even better than what you would think that the skill of the team is. And I think they've done that. They play together great. They got a great team feeling for each other. They do have playmakers for sure. That showed up in Detroit. And so they've got what it takes. And like I said, what's exciting for all of us, the Redskin fans, I have a tendency to say that instead of the Washington Commander fans, but all of us, we're excited because it can happen. And so that's what's exciting when you get to the championship game.
Speaking of that championship game, Coach, I mean, what advice would you have about trying to normalize that game as best as possible so that they can make sure it's not the last one they play this season?
Yeah, I got nothing to coach them up on. They are way beyond me. They're doing a fantastic job. So they don't need me to tell them anything. These guys are on it. You know, the entire organization there is just absolutely doing great. I think we all what we'll be pulling for them to seize the moment. And it's, you know, when you get to this point, it's like I said, a turnover here, a big play there. All it takes is one play sometimes to turn a game around. And that's why we love football. It is physical. So we love the idea of seeing the physical part of it, but it is also mental. You got to be smart. Okay, you want to protect the football. You don't want to be hitting people on the sidelines. You don't want to hit the quarterback low or high. It is, you've got to play the game smart, and I think that's what this team is doing.
Joe Gibbs giving us a couple of minutes out of his busy schedule. You're under a month away from your own Super Bowl in NASCAR again, the Daytona 500, and yet again you guys are having to replace a points champion, I think Chase Briscoe, coming in to take over for Martin Truex. So we're T-minus under a month, Coach. You're busy from all angles here.
Yeah, we are. We got a lot going on. And for sure, I think we get excited about we have an unusual thing. We have our Super Bowl is the first game of the year, which is the Daytona 500. Yeah, we added Chase to our group. I think we got four cars that can win, that's for sure. And then we're kind of working extremely hard right now because in this sport, what's different from football, basketball, and baseball, you got to have great partners, and their sponsors is what we call them. But they're really more than that. They're really partners. And we just had, we celebrated Kings Hawaiian coming on board for us, a great family organization. We're a family organization. We really fit. I'm going to California tomorrow to be able to see them. It's fantastic. We got them on board with all their great products. And then we have Saia, which is a trucking firm, a huge trucking firm that we just signed. So we're in the middle of that, getting everything dialed in for the Daytona 500, going there for a huge week of racing. And I love it because it's a sellout. Everybody's there. And it's a great forum to have a great weekend. And NASCAR, I love it because it's the best race teams in the world racing in NASCAR.
Coach, good luck to you. This is always a treat to catch up with you, and enjoy Washington's game this weekend like the rest of us.
Will you be at the game, or are you going to be on the couch? How are you going to watch it?
I'm going to go to the game.
Oh, let's go.
That's pretty cool.
That's my plan. So anyway, let's go.
Very good.
Here we go.
Coach, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank y'all for having me on.
You got it.
Thanks,
Joe
Coach.
Gibbs will be in the house in Philly for the Commanders and the Eagles just in the NFC Championship.
Walk down that sideline, tap on someone's ear, say, hey, you know what play would be good?
Yeah, you can go help him out. Say you didn't want to help him out? We'll take all the help from Joe Gibbs we can get.
Right at that guy. Run a little counter tray over there.
God, I love it. I'm 10 years old every time I hear his
every
voice.
Every time, man.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. What a thrill and an honor to have Joe Gibbs on the show today. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We do have a chance for you to win Caps tickets coming up at 4 o'clock. Make sure you're listening to the Beltway Blitz right at the start of that segment. We've got tickets as the Caps play Winnipeg coming up on February 1st. Somebody can win those. As a reminder, we will have the NFC Championship game live on the Fan on Sunday afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour. You can listen to every play of the most important game this organization's played in over three decades right here on the Fan. We've got the Westwood One call with our guy Ian Eagle. Ross Tucker's going to be on the sideline. Kurt Warner's going to be providing color analysis up in the booth. We'll be crystal clear FM and a quality broadcast for you to listen to. So make sure you lock into the NFC Championship game right here on the Fan on Sunday. But before that, on Friday, we're partying with you out at Caddy's in Bethesda. I don't know about you. I've had just today alone two or three people asking me on Twitter and Instagram, hey, where's the Friday field trip? I'll come. Doesn't matter where it is. Awesome. But I guess they weren't listening the last couple days because we've been getting the word out to anybody and with a megaphone as much as we can. Caddy's Bethesda, Caddy's on Cordell. It's going to be a great location for a monster bash.
That place has been around forever. One of the, you know, just test of time sports bars has been there for a minute or two. One of the iconic spots. It feels fitting that that's where we go. You know what I mean? It feels right. That's one of the hearts of local D.C., Maryland, Virginia sports fandom. Right there just off Wisconsin Avenue. Caddy's on Cordell.
Who are you more worried about? This is actually something I want to talk about. We could carry this over to next hour, and maybe we could open up the phones on. But I think there are two Eagles that make the most sense that they could wreck this game for the Commanders. One on each side of the ball. Saquon Barkley, who ran for more rushing yards than almost anybody in history this season, and if not for the team shutting him down to rest him in Week 18.
Could have got it.
He would have broken Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record. Two games against Washington, he's gone for 146 and 150 on the ground, respectively, with a combined four rushing touchdowns. And then on the other side of the ball, defensively, their game wrecker and their game breaker is Jalen Carter up front, their defensive tackle. And with now Sam Cosmi out and injured, it seems like that's an even worse matchup for Washington. So I want to actually pose that question for people, Danny, and we can answer it next. But of those two, who do you worry about ruining everything? Barkley or Carter? 800-636-1067.
Carter for me. I'm considering Saquon Barkley inevitable. I'm baking him having a long touchdown run.
But he could still ruin the game.
Or a massive moment into the game. To me, the way you win it is if the thing that's supposed to be good for you, aka your offense, which is good, but that continues. If that remains uninterrupted and you can overcome their excellent defense, you're going to beat the Eagles. You will beat them. Because I don't think the Eagles, if we get in a shootout this week, advantage Washington. If Jalen Carter breaks the thing that's supposed to be reliable, the defense is unreliable. They're going to be a moment or two, talking about Washington, there'll be a moment or two where they maybe make a play, maybe get a turnover, maybe you stop, you know, Saquon Barkley once or twice on a drive. He's going to have a huge explosive moment or two. I'm counting that. To me, the thing you can't count on, you hope you can eliminate, is Carter. Turnovers happen. The negative plays happen. You can only call a certain fraction of your plays because your guys can't hold up. They know you're double teaming him, so now they've got the alternatives that wreak havoc and don't let you run your stuff. That, to me, is by far my bigger concern.
So I also think there's a way to, just based on coaching, not allow Jalen Carter to have the biggest impact he's capable of. You can run away from him. You can get the ball out of your quarterback's hands. You could do things to mitigate his import on the game. You can't really do that defensively. I mean, you could try to shut Barkley down, which they did in the second half of the home game about a month ago. But if the Eagles want to force feed him the football and keep him involved, they're going to. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. But that's the question. We're going to dive deep in on this with some shovels we'll take out next. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're having a bunch of different conversations on this game, but we'll start here next. Of these two Eagles, who are you more scared about taking over on Sunday? Barkley on offense, Carter on defense. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.